Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be able to come to you here today with Woman to Woman. God is good and worthy to be praised. You know, it feels real good to be back. For those of you who know me, you know that I have been on hiatus. I stopped the broadcast back in March. I was here with my co-host, Tina Michelle, and Prophetess Angie Singletary, and we were doing Woman to Woman every single Thursday at noon. However, the Lord allowed me to go back out and do some ministry outside of my home office, and I canceled the broadcast temporarily, but it is so good to be back. Praise the Lord. I am glad to be back. And the Lord told me that I could come back and do Woman to Woman. He has not released me to bring back the co-host yet, but we never know what God is going to do. What he has released me to do is to come and minister candidly to the needs of women everywhere. So I want you to do me a favor. Go to Facebook, go to Twitter, go to your email address, MySpace, or wherever you go, text some people and tell some of your girlfriends to tell all of your girlfriends to tune in to Women right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. That's blogtalkradio.com/power. And also, they can call in if they are not at a computer. And that call-in number is 646-652-4832. Today, I want to deal a little bit with self-esteem and who you are in God. So let's go into a time of prayer, and then we'll go right into our conversation for today. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. And God, there is none like you. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We have made up our minds that we are going to enjoy the blessings that you have set before us on today. And Lord, not look at those negative things that are occurring in our lives, negative circumstances, but we will focus on the good, knowing that all things work together for the good of those who love you and have been called according to your purpose. So God, we thank you for this time that you have allowed us to come together, and we just ask that you bless this time. Bless every woman that listens to this broadcast on today. And Father, I ask that you bless every man that tunes in on today, God, because we know, Lord, that nothing happens by chance, and everyone that will be listening has been ordained by you to be here. So, God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, and it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that we pray, amen, and praise God. And, again, the chat room is open, so I'll be checking into the chat room periodically to see who's there. I'm going to keep my focus on what God wants to say on today for a few minutes. I want to talk for a few minutes on self-esteem. And then we'll be moving into the switchboard and getting some feedback from our callers and also from the chat room. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I come out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. My church is New Creation Christian Ministries, Elizabeth, New Jersey. We're on 87th First Street, and I invite you to come over to any of our worship services. Our worship services occur every single Sunday morning at 11 o'clock prompt, 11 o'clock a.m. prompt. And we also have our prayer service on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and our Bible study on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. for 1 hour. So we invite you to come out. If you don't have a church home and you're looking for one in New Jersey, New Creation Christian Ministries is the place that you want to be. And our website, my website is nccmonline.org, so you can go over there. My books are there. You're not able to purchase a book just yet, but you can go over there and see the books, and we will be updating our website shortly, so you will be able to get a copy of one of my books. Let's go into the Word of God, Psalms 139. And I just want to read this psalm just to remind us of who we are in Christ Jesus. So many times we have circumstances in our lives that occur that take us off course, and we seem to have a tendency to forget what God has said about us and who we are in Christ Jesus and what God thinks about us. You have to know, you and I, in order to be successful, in order to be victorious in life, we have to know that God has a glorious plan for our lives. The Bible tells us that God has a plan to prosper us and not to harm us, that he has a plan to give us a hope and a future. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to forfeit on the plan that God has for me. I want everything that God has for me. I want to be in possession of peace and joy and prosperity, because God has assured us that as we seek his face, as we seek to do his way, as we seek to do his will, as we seek to allow him to have his way in our lives, then everything that we do shall prosper. So you have to know that with God, we indeed do have the Midas touch, and everything that we touch shall prosper. I want to read Psalm 139, and I'm going to start with verse 1. And just read in your hearing, because there's nothing like the Word of God. So I just want to read this psalm in your hearing before we go forward, or as we go forward, amen, as we go forward in this hour that God has allowed us to be together. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Where shall I go from thy spirit? Or where shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall my hand lead me. Even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! Great is the sum of them. And he goes on to say, David goes on to say, if I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Amen. And that's a powerful, powerful psalm, Psalm 139, even as he goes on in verse 19, he says, surely you will slay the wicked. So we even know that when people come against us, that we're not to be anxious, we're not to be worried, we're not to be fearful, because God will fight our enemies for us. You know, it's amazing that when we abide in the secret place of God, when we abide in the shelter of the Most High, there is nothing that can harm us. You know, I'm talking about self-esteem on today. Last week we spoke on sexuality, and if you missed it, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to last week's broadcast. Last week I was talking about sexuality, and I was talking about keeping your sex to yourself and allowing God to keep you from going out and giving your body to different people who were not willing to commit to you, people who, men and who were not your husband. Because every time we lay down with somebody, we receive a piece of them spiritually, and they receive an impartation from us spiritually. And I was sharing this with my sister, Renee, my sister Renee Jackson, and we were talking, and she was like, yeah, exactly, that's the idea. Can you tell me what else is going on? And she was laughing because it was so plain and simple. It was like a duh, you know, like, yeah, of course, he gets a piece of me and I get a piece of him. But we have to, as women of God, we have to go beyond just getting some satisfaction, sexual or emotional satisfaction. Because how many of you know that having sex is about more than coming to a climax? It's about more than physical satisfaction, and also the emotional is involved, as well as the spiritual. And that's what I was saying on last week, and that's what my sister quite understood what I was talking about, but she was being humorous, she was being funny, and, you know, we had a little chuckle about it. But when you think about it, it's not all that funny, the way that we allow ourselves to be used in these pseudo-relationships. And I say pseudo-relationships because they're not real relationships. They're just us being used for what we can give and us using that person for what we can get. It's a give and a get, but it's not true commitment. It's not true covenant. It's not real love, because real love is more giving. Real love says that I'm more willing to sacrifice than I am to wonder what am I going to get back. Amen. So we have to be careful when we're out here just giving up our bodies, you know, and that goes right into the topic of today, which is self-esteem. I went on last week on Tuesday, I went to see Precious, and I have to tell you, if you're super sensitive, there's a lot of profanity in this movie. It's very graphic. There's some material that if you've been through some stuff, it may be difficult for you to stomach if you have not been delivered. I went for pastoral reasons. I felt the need to go, and my husband and I went to see it together. The movie struck a chord in me. It struck a couple of nerves for me because I have gone through a lot in my own life. If you don't know my testimony, I have been molested. I have been abandoned. You know, my father moved out when I was 10 years old. And since that point, we did not really have a relationship. As a matter of fact, I hated my father for many years. I hated him until I guess I was about in my 30s, late 30s, before the Lord helped me to forgive my father for being a lousy father. And he has been redeemed. My father has apologized. He has repented. He has been forgiven by God, and he has been forgiven by his wife and children. And we were able to have some semblance of a relationship, much better than we did in the past when I was a little girl and a teenager and a young adult. But our relationship was redeemed, and we were able to make amends with each other. We were able to come into relationship with each other before he went home to be with the Lord. But I went through a lot as a result of missing my father, as a result of some of the things that happened to me as a young girl. And as a result of that, I grew up with very low self-esteem. As a matter of fact, if you had asked me, I would have told you that I didn't have any self-esteem. As a matter of fact, I didn't have any. I had no self-esteem because of some of the things that had happened in my childhood. I grew up crippled, like Mephibosheth, who was dropped when he was a child, and he was crippled from that point on. I grew up crippled, like the woman in the synagogue who was bent over for 18 years by evil spirit. I was crippled. And I spent much of my life like the woman with the issue of blood, looking for solutions, looking for people, looking for things to make me feel better. I wanted to medicate myself. I wanted to prescribe. I went looking for different prescriptions. And don't you know that none of them were able to help me permanently? There were temporary solutions like alcohol. I could get drunk. I got drunk. There were drugs. I got high. There were men. I got into relationship with different men. But none of these things made me any better. Like the woman with the issue of blood, they actually made me worse. So it just got worse. It was a downward spiral. It was a downward spiral from one day to the next. I would wake up with a hangover, and what did they say? More of the hair of the dog that bit you. So I would get another drink or get something else to make the pain go away. My thing was, I did not want to face my reality. You know, I did not want to face life as it was. And so many of you, so many people have been there. So many people are still there where they are looking for love in all of the wrong places, looking for solutions, looking for answers in bottles, booze, and bedrooms, you know, and really not finding the solution, but really finding themselves spiraling deeper and deeper into the problem. And this is what I saw played out on the screen when I went to see the movie on last week. And this is what I see played out on the screen of so many lives of women that I meet and minister to. It's because you're crippled. It's because we have been crippled. We have been dropped. That we go through so many of the things that we go through in life is because we are crippled, that we allow ourselves to be in relationship with men who cannot honor us as the precious, wonderfully and fearfully made creations of God that we are. It's because we are looking for love in all of the wrong places that we find ourselves waking up in the morning looking into strangers' faces. And God has better for us than that. You know, the Lord has a better plan for us. So I want to just encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 139, that you are an awesome creation of God. God said, let us make man in our own image. In the book of Genesis, he said, let us make man in our own image. And then it says that he created the man, male and female, he created them. So when God created man, and then he took the special care to create woman to the point where he opened up the side of man and pulled out a rib, formed and fashioned the woman, took his time, put the man to sleep so it could just be him and the woman, and took his time and created the woman, fashioned her. The cheekbones, the eyes, the nose, her lips, the pouting of her lips, her ears, the length of her hair, the curves of her hips, her bosom, her thighs, her legs, her feet, delicate fingers, He created woman. When God created woman, I tell you, he outdid himself. I mean, he really created a masterpiece when he created you. God created a masterpiece when he created me. And we need to celebrate each other. We have to, as women, we have to stop hating on each other, and we need to learn how to celebrate each other. Amen? Because we have all, as women, been created wonderfully and fearfully. God fashioned each and every one of us individually in our mother's womb. God knew what you would look like. He knew what color you would be. He knew the length of your hair. He knew the texture of your hair. He knew the shape of your eyes, the form of your lips. As a matter of fact, he designed it. God designed you to be his original creation. God designed you to be his original creation. And when he made you, he only made one like you. There's no one else. I mean, that is just so phenomenal. There is no one else, my sister. There's no one else like you. When God created you, he broke the mold. So let me ask you this question. You're so wonderfully made. You're fearfully designed. You're designer's original. God took great care in creating you. You're beautiful to behold. Why do we spend so much time trying to be like somebody else? Why don't we appreciate the work of God's hands like David when he said, I praise you, God, for the work of your hands. I'm singing for joy. I can see David singing and dancing and praising God because God had created him the way that God created him. And we, in the same way, my sister, need to celebrate the creation of God's hand. God created us beautiful. God created you. You are beautiful. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, girl, you are out of sight. You are so beautiful. I mean, when was the last time you looked in the mirror and instead of criticizing that little bump on your cheek, the fact that you have pimples, the fact that you're getting wrinkles, instead of criticizing your hair, not having liking the way that your hair is, instead of criticizing the fact that you're too tall or too short, too fat or too skinny, instead of criticizing the genuineness of your individuality, when is the last time that you celebrated you? Well, if it's been a while, I want you to take some time and praise God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for making me. Thank you for creating me. Thank you, Lord. I praise you because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're so awesome, God. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making me who you have made me to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you took special care in creating me. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate yourself. See, the problem with low self-esteem is that we don't know how to celebrate ourselves. And I want you to start today to celebrate yourself. So the first thing that I want you to do is to praise the Lord for the work of his hands. Praise the Lord for creating you. Praise the Lord for your life. Lord, this is the day that you have made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it because you created me. You made me. You formed me. You acted me. You shaped me. Hallelujah. I praise you, God, for my life because I'm alive. And while you're at it, go ahead and praise God for bringing you through some of the stuff that he brought you through. My God, you heard my testimony, the molestation, the abandonment, and the neglect. I have been through almost being gang raped. I've been through being in relationships with men who did not know how to treat me, men who wanted to use and abuse me. My God, I have been in some predicaments where I had no business being. I made my bed. Like the psalmist said, I made my bed in hell. But guess what? I thank God for Jesus because God was still with me. Amen. matter what you have gone through in life, go ahead and celebrate and thank God for bringing you through, that you came out. And if you have not come out, if you're still in the midst of that thing, if you're still coming out, go ahead and praise God for the fact that even though you might be in a bad situation right now, that that is not the end of the story. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God's going to bring you out. God's bringing you out. Oh, yes. Yes, he is. God's bringing you out of that thing. He's bringing you out, and he is going to get the glory in your life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel my help coming on, because you have to know today that your circumstances may be bad. You may be going through. Somebody might have walked out on you. Somebody might have turned their back on you. And somebody may have mistreated you. But guess what? God is going to take care of them. So you don't have to worry about getting vengeance on them. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And guess what? God is going to give you double for your chain. He's going to give you joy for mourning. He's going to give you leaping and dancing for weeping and crying. The Bible says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So know for a certainty that as long as you are walking with God, and I want to encourage you, if you're not walking with God, that today is a good day to start. Because as long as you are walking with God, God will bring you through each and every dire, distressing, disturbing, discouraging circumstance. God will bring you through. Guess what? You are not stuck. You are never stuck. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. There is always joy at the end of the night. Amen. So you have to know that God's word is true. His word won't come back to him void. God's word will accomplish everything that he sent it to do. And to my sister, God is sending his word to set you free. Amen. Be like the woman with the issue of blood who had this issue for over 12 years. She was bleeding, and she went everywhere to and fro looking for physicians, looking for medicine, looking for men to heal her, looking for people to affirm her. And guess what? They just took her money. They used and abused her, and they did not help her. They deceived her, made her think that they had the solution, and none of them have the solution. But one day she heard about Jesus, and she pressed her way through the crowd and made her way to Jesus, and said, she said in her mind, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, then I know I can be made healed. I can be made whole. And she touched the hem of his garment, and immediately, the Bible says, immediately she was made healed. There's an immediate release for somebody listening to the sound of my voice. There's an immediate release. God is getting ready to give you immediate healing. God is healing you right now as you listen to the sound of my voice. The Lord is healing you, not by might, not by power, but by his Spirit. The Holy Spirit is working a miraculous healing in your soul. Amen. And God is releasing some stuff from your past. There's some stuff that you have to release to God. When she reached out to touch the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ, she made up her mind that she was going to open up and release everything that was making her sick. And God wants you to release some stuff. You've been saved. You have been to church. You have heard the gospel, but you are still holding on to some mess that happened to you a long time ago. And God is saying today is the day for you to be set free. Today is the day for you to have total victory in Christ Jesus. Today is the day for God to truly be the lifter of your head. Allow God to be the lifter of your head today. Allow yourself to be healed. Be healed, my sister, in Jesus' name. You've been running to and fro. You don't even like men. You have even started looking at women sideways because you've been so hurt by the men in your life. And God is saying that is not the plan. I have created you to be a wife. I have created you to bring forth seed, to bring forth fruit, to bring forth godly seed, to reproduce. Amen. And God is saying that there's some things that he wants to birth through you. Amen. In his kingdom. Now, I'm not condemning. I am not condemning anyone. But what I'm saying is that if your lifestyle is anything opposite or contrary to the word of God, then it is not the will of God for you to be living that particular lifestyle. Amen. God has a better plan for you. You can't even sleep at night. If you are living contrary to the word of God, you can't even sleep at night, which means that you have no peace. You have no peace, and you find yourself drinking. You find yourself experimenting with drugs. You find yourself in the wrong relationships with the wrong people, and you don't have any peace. You find yourself worrying. You find yourself overeating. You know, even gluttony is a sign that something is wrong. It's a sign of a spiritual depravity. Amen. And God wants to totally heal you on today. Amen. Because when we have the Holy Spirit, we have the fruit of self-control, which means that I can help myself. I don't need stuff in my life or people in my life that are going to bring me down. See, because I know who I am, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made, I know that that stuff is poison for me. Anything that's contrary to God's plan for my life is meant to steal, kill, and destroy. The Bible said the thief comes but to steal, to kill, and destroy. And if I'm engaging in any of this stuff that would be called sin, then I'm allowing myself to be killed, to be killed, to be stolen from, and to be destroyed. Now, today, the buck stops here. Amen. You have to make up your mind that you're not going to allow yourself to be killed. You're not going to allow yourself to be murdered. You're not going to allow yourself to be destroyed. You're not going to allow yourself to be stolen from. Amen. Make up your mind that you're going to have everything that God has ordained for you to have. I'm getting my stuff. Amen. Go ahead and tell yourself, I'm getting my stuff. I'm getting my stuff. I'm going to have everything that God has ordained for me. God says that we, as the children of God, as believers in Jesus Christ, inherit the promises of Abraham. And I want it. I want the better life. Jesus said, I've come so that you might have life. And have life more abundantly, have life to the fullest. That's a life overflowing. I don't know about you, but I want life abundantly. I want life overflowing. I want so much joy that I can't stand myself. I want so much peace that I want to feel guilty for being so peaceful. Amen. I want not to have to worry about paying bills. Not to have to worry about people accepting me or liking me. Not to have to worry about whether or not my man or my husband is going to act right and be in a committed relationship with me. I want so much peace. I want to be able to just give everything to God and say, God, you take it and I trust you. Did you hear what I said? I want to be able to say to God, you take it. And I trust you. Amen. Not that I've already obtained it, but I'm telling you, I'm pressing. I'm pressing. Anybody want to press with me today? You want to press through the mess of your past? Do you want to press through the stuff that's making you feel discouraged? Do you want to press through all of that negativity that's been spoken over your life? Do you want to press through all of the naysayers and all of the people that want to keep you down in life? Do you want to press through every bad experience and every circumstance that has come against God's plan and press into the promises of God and have the kind of life that God allowed you to be birthed into this earth to have? I'm there. I'm just so there. I'm just so tired of allowing Satan to come into my life and wreak havoc in my life. Amen. Can I get an amen? I'm so sick of Satan. Amen. And I'm not going to allow myself, my flesh, to be in cohorts, to be in alliance with Satan. I'm not going to allow my flesh to help Satan to destroy me. Amen. Because God has a better plan for me, and I want that plan for my life. I possess the plan. I want to encourage you to possess God's plan for your life today. Possess the plan. Possess the plan. Amen. I possess the plan today. Today I possess God's plan for my life. Amen. So, wow. It's already, we've already gone past the 30-minute mark. By way of intermission, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, coming from New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey, coming to you with Woman to Woman. And I just thank God for all of you who are listening live. I encourage you to tell your girlfriends, tell your female friends about Woman to Woman. I will be here every week on Saturday from at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing what I do best, talking to my sisters, amen. And today, for those of you who just tuned in, our scripture is coming from the book of Psalms 139. We're coming from the book of Psalms, and we actually read Psalm 139, amen. Psalm 139, where David said, I praise you, God, because I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. Another reason that I read that particular psalm is to remind you that no matter what the trouble is that you've seen in the past, no matter what your current circumstances are, again, is not the end of the story. Because God already fashioned each and every day. David talks about all of my members were written in your book before one of them ever came to be. And what David is saying here is before I lived one day, before I was even born, before I took my first breath, you had already written down the story of my life. You had already written down not exactly what would happen, but you knew the beginning from the end. God knows the beginning from the end. He knows the ending from the beginning. He says in the book of Jeremiah 29:11, God says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." And David also talks about God's thoughts being more than the grains of sand on the beach, amen, that his thoughts are more in number than sand. And who can count individual grains of sand? That means that God is thinking about you all of the time, even though you're not thinking about God all of the time. You know I don't think about God every single minute. I would want to, but I do make sure that I'm thinking about God, amen? And in the same way, or even more so, God is thinking about us. He's thinking about you all of the time. Every single minute that you are alive, God's thoughts are with you. God says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, thoughts for good and not for evil. So God's plans are always for good and not for evil. And you might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, why do I go through so much bad in my life? Well, perhaps that's because of some of the choices that we make or some of the choices that our parents have made. We often bear the repercussions of bad choices. So a lot of the times we're bearing repercussions of bad choices or even choices of people in our lives. You know, somebody in your life can be doing some things that are contrary to God's word, contrary to God's plan, and these repercussions are rolling over into your life. That's why you have to be careful of who you allow to be in your life, because the people that you allow to be in your inner circle, what they do is going to impact you. Amen. So God is saying here that the thoughts that I think are for good, my plans are ultimately for good. And God will allow things to happen in your life, because he's not, God is not going to live your life for you, contrary to popular belief. We have to live our own lives. He's not going to live for us. And as we live, as we walk, we're going to walk. Sometimes we're going to miss the mark. And we'll walk outside of the will of God. And when we walk outside of the will of God, that's when we reap consequences that are outside of the will of God. So we have to be careful how we walk. Amen. But even again, sometimes good people have bad things happen to them. Some of the stuff that happened to me in my childhood, the only walking wrong that I was doing is that I was born into those circumstances. I was born to a father who indulged in too much alcohol. I was born into a marriage that had a lot of issues. My mom and my dad had a lot of issues, so I walked right into it. I walked right into that mess, and as a result, I suffered some of the consequences of what was going on in my immediate environment. But don't you know that it's not how you start that matters, but it's how you finish. It's not what happens to you that matters the most. It's what you do with what happens to you, how you respond. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% what you do as a result of what happens to you. And if you take what happens to you and you wrap the word of God around it, where God says all things work together for the good of those who love me and have been called according to my purpose, when you wrap that scripture around your circumstances, then you know that God can even take what the devil meant for harm and turn that around for good. Amen. You always have two sides of the coin. You have the devil and then you have God. You have Satan and then you have God. And Satan's plans are always for evil. God's plans are always for good. Satan is there. Satan is your enemy. And Satan is going to be there all of your life trying to trip you up, trying to trick you into giving up on God. If Satan can get you to give up on God, then he has gotten the victory in your life and he has gotten the glory. But that's not why you were born. You were born for God to get the glory in your life. Amen. So live your life in such a way that God gets the glory. And I guarantee you, greatness will follow you. Goodness and mercy will follow you all of the days of your life. There's no good thing that God will withhold from you when you walk uprightly before him, when you walk your life and live your life in such a way that says, God, I love you. I love you and I praise you today. I bless your name, God. Today, I want to live my life in such a way that you get the glory. Amen. When it becomes, when our lives and our focus become God-centered, when I get my focus off of myself and my life, the way that it's been lived and the way that it's been played out, and I put my focus on God and his plan for my life and the ultimate goal of his plan, which is for him to get the glory, which means that great things will happen to me and for me, then I am no longer a victim of my circumstances. Amen. Because now it's about God getting the glory. I pray you hear me on today, my sister. Low self-esteem can only be a hold on you as long as you have man's perspective and not a God's perspective on your life, not a godly perspective. You have to not have man's perspective, but you have to have God's perspective, which means that people can't validate you. People should not be allowed to validate you. I think most people know that in the movie Precious's mom cursed her out, called her all kinds of names, stupid and dumb, and all kinds of bees and hoes. But the thing about it is, you have to know, even if somebody is calling you names, even if your mom or your dad called you names like that, even if your husband is calling you all kinds of bees and hoes, what people call you does not make you what they call you. I pray you heard that. You have to make up your mind that you're not going to allow people to shape who you are by what they say about you. On the flip side of that, it's indeed what God says about you that makes you who you are. If I allow God's words to form me, if I allow God's words to shape me, if I allow God's plan for my life to dictate to the way that I live my life, then I am guaranteed success. If you allow God's words to shape you, if you allow God's plans to form you, if you allow what God has said about you and what God has preordained for your life to dictate to the way that you live your life, then you are guaranteed success. I just said something there. And I just want you to, as I close out this monologue, I want you to possess the promise. I want you to change the way that you think about yourself. I want you to, and I'm saying I believe I'm speaking for the Lord. The Lord wants you to allow him to validate you and not man. For those of you in ministry, stop being scared. Fear is not of the Lord. Fear comes from the devil. Look, Satan wants to get you so down on yourself. He wants to get you feeling so bad about yourself, so insecure, that you won't do anything for God. And I want to encourage you on today, if God called you to tell your story, if he called you to write a book, if God called you to climb the corporate ladder, if God called you to go out into the workplace and be the best, whatever it is that you do in corporate America or wherever it is that you work, to be the best at what you do so that he can get the glory in your life. Don't let fear stop you from advancing, because the more success that you have in your personal life, the more that the kingdom of God can advance. God created us to be successful. God created us to conquer the earth, to subdue the earth. Amen. It's not about life conquering us or circumstances conquering us. Oh, no, it's the other way around. We were born to conquer. As a matter of fact, more than conquer. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Amen. So don't allow your circumstances, don't allow what has happened to you in your past. If you were raped or molested, if your parents were alcoholic, if your parents are in jail or committed some type of murder or suicide, if your parents were drug addicts, if your parents were all messed up, all yoked up, if somebody dropped you, dropped the ball on you, they neglected you, abandoned you, abused you, didn't want you, raped you, whatever it is that may have happened in the past, if it happened to you, the first thing you have to know is it was not your fault. So stop taking the blame for what people have done to you, and stop now that you're an adult. Stop allowing yourself to be a victim of your circumstances. Stop allowing people to mistreat you. Stop getting into relationship with people who are toxic, who don't know how to respect you. Amen. And allow yourself only to be lined up with people who can appreciate you for the gift that God created you to be. Amen. And I said a mouthful. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'll come to you woman to woman. I don't come to preach. I come to encourage you I come because there's a burden on my heart for you, my sister, to just pull you out. Jesus said, Peter, Peter, Satan wants to have you. He has asked to sift you as wheat. And he said, Peter, when you come back from everything you're getting ready to go through, when you come back from shame, when you come back from disgrace, he says, go back and strengthen your brothers, strengthen your sisters. There's a call on your life. It may not be in the pulpit. Some of you will never stand behind the pulpit. But God has called you. If you've been through anything, God has called you to come back, to go back, to go back, to strengthen your sisters, to strengthen your brothers, amen, to help those who can't help themselves, to help those who are still stuck in Lodabar. When Mephibosheth was crippled, he went and he dwelt in Lodabar, and that was a low place. It was the place of feeling filthy and dirty and worthless, and he felt like a dog. When King David called them to sit at his table, he said, what do you want with a dead dog like me? He didn't just feel like a dog. He felt like a dead dog. And so many of us have been there, but I thank God for Jesus, amen, that you don't have to stay in Lodabar, amen, because God is inviting you to sit at the table of the King. And if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, all you have to do is believe. We were so much in our sin, man, was so much in sin that God sent his only son, Jesus, to die. And once Jesus died, he nailed our sins to the cross. And he was buried, and on the third day he got up with all power in his hand. And the same power that rose Jesus from the grave is available to you today. That same dunamis is available to you. If you don't know him, you can receive that power by just saying, I believe and I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I want to repent of my sins. I'm tired of living my life the way that I've been living. I want Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And if you make that confession today, then you are saved. Lord, I repent of my sins, and I receive Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that he came and lived and died for me. And today I choose Jesus, and I want to walk in the newness of the life that he offers. If you receive that, if you pray that prayer and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then God has deposited power on the inside of you because you've received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I baptize you right now with the gift of the precious Holy Spirit. Amen. That power will come upon you to walk in the fullness of life. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And email me. Email me at womantowoman. As a matter of fact, the email is PastorRebeccaSimmons@yahoo.com. Listen, I want to hear from you. No matter who you are, if you just prayed that prayer, if you were suffering from low self-esteem and God has healed you on today, if you want to just tell me how much you enjoyed the broadcast on today, if you have ideas or comments, anything that you want me to know about or talk about, then email me at PastorRebeccaSimmons@yahoo.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from you. Amen. Well, I have 6 minutes. If you're on the phone and you want to call in, you can call in 646-652-4832, and I'll take your call. Amen. You want to call in for prayer, you want to call in, I'll take your call, 646-652-4832. Amen. And tune in next week. I don't know what we'll be talking about, but I'll be here next Saturday at 6 o'clock. I look forward to these times. Tell somebody about Woman to Woman. They can tune in at Woman to Woman. They can tune in at blogtalkradio.com/power or go to my website at nccmonline.org, and you'll be able to hear from there. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. You know, wherever I can be, I'm there. Amen. Or you could come to our church at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. I would love to see you. Amen. I would love to see you. Well, we only have 4 minutes. And I'm going to close out in prayer. And I want to again invite you to tune in on next week. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. We magnify your name on today. God, I thank you, Lord, for each and every listener, every person that listened live, every person that listened via the archive. And I just ask, Father God, for a special blessing over their lives. I thank you, Lord, for healing those who have suffered from abuse and suffer from coming up in a home environment as children that wasn't conducive to healthy growth. Father God, and I speak to each woman that was bound. Woman, thou art loose. Be loose, be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for souls that are being saved through this broadcast. I thank you, Lord, for lives being changed, Father God. And I just ask, Father God, that you will give success to every person that has made up their mind to follow you with their whole heart, with their whole life on today. Father God, I speak healing through your precious Holy Spirit. I speak blessings. I speak prosperity. I speak wholeness. I speak success in every single area of life, in relationships, in every single area of life in the name of Jesus. I speak spiritual growth, that they will come into relationship with you and know you for themselves. So, Father, I give my sisters to you right now, and even those brothers who are listening, I pray for them and cover them right now in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done in their lives and bless them mightily in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I give them to you right now. Have your way in their lives. Let your will be done, which is good. Which is for good and not for evil, to prosper and not to harm. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah and praise the Lord. In this last 2 minutes, I just want to thank you for listening and just to encourage you that there's nothing that you can't do as long as you have Jesus Christ as the head of your life. God has a great plan for your life, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen. And all he needs is your cooperation. Make up your mind today, that today is the first day of the rest of your life, that you're not going to live your life on the side of the enemy of your soul, the enemy of your God, but you're going to live your life for God. You're going to live your life for Jesus, and I guarantee you that you will have success. You will go through. I'm not saying that you won't go through anything. My life since I've known Jesus has been better. It has not been perfect, but I tell you, it has been so much better than when it was when I did not know Jesus. So I encourage you today to read your Bible every day, to pray every day, to submit yourself to Jesus every day. Take up your cross and follow him. Let Jesus be the head of your life and allow God to order your steps in his word. I guarantee you that God has some very pleasant surprises in store for you when you stop living the way that you did and begin to live the way that God has ordained for you to live. And for those of you who are already there, you're on the right track. Keep keeping on with God. Keep keeping on with Jesus. Amen. Because you can't lose with the stuff you use, amen. And the stuff that we use is the Bible. The stuff that we use is the precious power of the Holy Ghost. The stuff that we use is the name of Jesus Christ. Because every knee must bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries signing off. Know that I love you, that I love you with a love that runs deep, and that God loves you even more than that. Amen and praise God. I thank God for you. So until next week, go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. God, you're worthy. Thank you for this time that you allowed us to be here together. Lord, we love you, and we bless your holy name. Lord, we love you. There's none like you, Lord. We praise you today, and we worship your holy name. Amen.